Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
One time I had boba with red beans in it. That's real.
It is a thing, yeah, because red beans are like a dessert thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I drank those beans.
I drink the beans.
I drink it.
I drink your beans.
Are we in a truth zone right now?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, of course.
I think Bobo's little round pieces of shit. I hate it.
Of course you do.
What?
You're from the Midwest. You don't have a good opinion. You're not allowed. It's because you don't. It's not a casserole. It's like, what is this?
This is a half cream of chicken soup in it.
You're like, I want to put some ranch on this. I don't know how to put ranch on it.
I thought it was going to be green beans, and it was just these little balls of shit.
balls.
Don't you like tapioca pudding? The pudding with weird eggs in it that we all love? That you get as a kid, it's like, what's happening?
Yes.
I do actually like tapioca pudding.
As a matter of fact, I do, because it's a food for grandmas, and I love grandma food.
Okay, it's like this. Yes, I like rice. Imagine one grain of rice enlarged up to the size of a potato. You wouldn't like that.
I would like that.
I'm going to eat it like a corn on the cob. I'll just nibble it around.
One rice on the cob, like one big, like, long piece of...
Yes!
Yeah!
Gross.
I think that sounds good.
And I'd be like, why, I'm Rosenzweig, I would solve world hunger, but only for my country.
Oh my god.
If you think about it, you guys know rice cakes, they're kind of like big rices.
No, because they're individual grains.
But it's all folded in together. So it's together as one.
Yeah, it's small rice popped. I heard they used to shoot out a gun to make big.
The rice?
Yeah, they shoot it out a gun to make big. That's all pop.
I heard that.
If you shoot at a bag of popcorn with a gun, it'll make rice cakes.
When I heard that as a boy, I was like, that sounds like fucking bullshit.
That sounds like
you're a teacher
of the devil.
$37,110.
Wow.
We're recording this during the final 95 minutes of our Kickstarter. We're screaming, we're pissing, we're shitting. If you're hearing this right now, you're too late.
That's true.
Unless you're on the Twitch, but whatever. But they don't.
If you're on the Twitch, then.
They know I don't consider them, even though I love them so much.
We love them so much.
$37,194. Oh, thank you so much, Twitch. I love you so much. I kiss you.
We have said that we're going to do shots when we cross $1,000 marks. Most of us have said that.
Yeah.
We took sippies.
I took a three-quarter shot.
There you go.
And I have a shot. And
took a back shot.
Oh.
Uh-oh, 37,248. So yeah, if you're listening to this in the future, not only do you not have a chance to get in the Kickstarter, the audio is annoying.
But people do like it when we drink a lot.
They do like it when we drink a lot. That's true.
So definitely, we said it last week, but check out the Black Ballad when it hits Backer Kit. Mm-hmm. Previous episode has a link for that information. Since they're using Backer Kit, they're not going to get as much, what's the word I'm looking for, screen time, because Kickstarter's bigger.
But,
they'll be able to have like more control, less cuts, yada, yada, yada. But that being said, that means those people that hear it need to make a better concerted effort to check it out. So The Black Ballad. And if you know anything about like that group of creators, what they had to go through making their previous book. It was one of the big blow-ups of the tabletop industry.
Yeah. They were caught up in a drama not of their own fault
in the tabletop community.
So you should support them because they're good people and they make cool stuff.
Yep. And yet again, check out Amateurish Productions, Ben and Katie host some shows, and it's good shit.
I follow a number of amateur productions, but I'll add that to the list.
Our guests were so funny, and Pat's great.
So funny.
Yes. He had a great time.
Pat did an amazing job.
You guys are so funny.
Yeah, no, I love both of their characters to the extent that I want them to come back.
Yeah, Jennifer and I are joking that, like, it's not always like a one-shot bit character lands like that for us. We usually see it happen and go, all right, we see what you're doing. You're trying to, but Ben was so fucking funny.
He was so funny. I was
endearing immediately.
Yeah.
That I was like, immediately I was like, I have never seen someone do this before.
She was so horny.
Yeah, yeah.
So horny.
And of course, Katie was perfect. And,
yes.
Since they're partners, they were able to play off each other very well. And
yeah, it was.
We're just such. We're so lucky.
What a great job you all did.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
You think there's only one, like two hook horrors down there?
You did see more than one.
Let's smash and bash, baby.
Okay, I'm just trying to think of the ethics of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to go take care of that hook horror for you.
All right, so once you've proven they're dead, I'll give you your 60 gold pieces.
I do believe that Rourke has a sending stone.
I do, to Lucy.
Can you see if she can overnight those goggles? It's not to help me see. I can see, but I need to see better.
Hey, Lucy. Lucerino. Lucy Boosie.
Yeah?
Lucy Juicy. Juicy Lucy.
What?
You're not being cool right now. No. Wait.
Gotta cool it on the graveyard for a few days. Apparently that Wally Bonebraith guy kicked a bucket for some reason.
And they are currently tenderizing a knocker.
Okay, I think we probably I'll get in position. We're gonna jump these clowns, right?
Yeah, let's freaking do it.
4 damage.
Beholder Doodle pushes the cauldron over, traps the hook horror inside of it, and it's so heavy and metal that he can't get out and it dies.
It takes place in a realm called the Sunless Crossing, which is kind of a plane between life and death. It's not an afterlife. It's not a mortal realm. It's not quite a purgatory. It's a place where people go whose fate is undetermined. Y'all's dead.
Okay, you mean we're dead as in, like, we're in big trouble for being here. That can't be true. Okay, do you guys have an OT contact here or something? Just, you know, I'm sure they'd be able to get me home.
Celine, all of a sudden, you feel like a tug. And you're in the middle of all this treasure. You're getting these crossway coins. Celine, you feel this, like, tug just, like, inside you, almost like pulling you. It's like weird, weird. And the next thing you know, everything goes black. And Celine's gone. She's disappeared. Celine, next thing you know, you wake up going, and someone's standing over you.
You know, she wakes up, right? And there's a figure standing over her.
Hi.
What?
Are you alive? Are you with us? Are you with the living?
I think so. Celine's like touching herself. She kind of like slaps her own face. Wait, so, okay. Did I not die? Or did I die?
Do you have a taste for flesh?
I don't think so. Wait, okay. What's going on? I don't understand.
Well, I just tried my new spell, Animate Dead, and I feel like it worked.
I wasn't dead, but I did, like, go to, like, a weird zone. Maybe it was just a dream, and, I mean, I guess I'm back now, so,
Damn it. Well, can I kill you and try again?
No, I'm good. Maybe in the future. Maybe you could try it on your dad, or like
nope.
Screech maybe, or you know.
Okay.
Or maybe in the future.
How about this? You die and you're the first person I'll go to.
You know what? You got it. That sounds great.
You both did drink a whole lot last night, you know, after coming home. After having defeated those hook horrors and then just having just the greatest night of your life. You guys drank so much. You had so much fun. There's so many crazy things happening.
So wait, we killed all the hook horrors? I thought they ran away.
No, you fought them last step.
We got them.
Okay, so there's nothing else in the mine.
Yeah, you took them out. You got... Well, you haven't gotten paid yet, but you're going to get your money from Granona. Yeah, it's the next day. It's day 15.
Whoa.
Dawn of the 15th day.
Whoa.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Let's say we're coming out for breakfast. What the heck?
What kind of breakfast?
It's up to you.
Can I get cheesy grits and bacon that is slightly sweet and spicy and sticky that I can eat with the grits?
I mean, you can try.
You gotta ask Rappa about that.
Ask the cook whose name I always forget. It's something like Dread
Meat.
Flint Face.
Right? Meat the cook.
No, Meat is the waiter.
Oh, I always get that mixed up.
I got a 20. Persuasion to get cheesy grits and
talking to Dread Flint Beard.
Dread Flint Beard.
The half Goliath cook.
Yeah, what do you want?
Could I please get some cheesy grits with goat cheese and then some bacon that has like maybe some like syrup or honey on it and then like a little bit of spicy peppercorn and then just like can I eat that together? Can we get that?
I got the cheesy grit. What after that?
Bacon. With honey.
We got bacon.
Sausage. Sausage? Sausage rolls.
Do just regular-ass pigs exist in this universe?
We got pigs.
They got fangs.
They have fangs? They just have fangs? That's the main difference?
And they got long, straight tails. It's fucked.
No, I don't like that.
Just add dire to the beginning of any animal. It's like, yeah, that's what we got.
Yeah, I imagine Celine is, like, looking kind of worse or wear after getting... What was the spell you cast on me?
Animate dead.
Animate dead on me. So I imagine Slayton looks.
Yeah, what would happen if you do that on someone that's alive?
On the verge of death. Well, that was the thing. It definitely fucked me up. So I'm sitting there nursing like a big cup of tea and like toast, and my eyes are all sunken, and I look like shit.
Oh, hello, Celine. It is I. Do you remember me?
But, wait.
It is I, Skin Kyle.
Oh, you kind of...
Do you not remember?
No, I do. Oh, sorry. I do remember you. It's just that I kind of had a weird night last night, and you kind of reminded me of a different person I encountered.
I was in the OT. You know this.
So, where have you... You came...
I've been very injured, so I've been staying away...
Okay.
I was nervous with the collar being gone. Do you know what that means?
No, I completely understand. But now you're back and you're doing okay?
Yeah, I'm just back whenever you guys need someone to roll with. I can be here.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm ready to do some revolution.
Ooh. Yeah, for sure.
We're gonna pop that collar off you. Come on.
I'm not sure if I'm like I mean, strategically, like, it probably doesn't really make sense for me to get rid of it. Yeah, but, you know,
yes.
Just, you know, out of curiosity, and I know we've kind of already talked about this, but maybe you could remind me again why you're wanting to start a revolution exactly?
Because magic is for the people.
Sure.
And the OT, they are very bad. Did you know they arrest me because I steal a simple loaf of bread?
Wait, just a loaf of bread? I mean, yes. Well, you know, you're not supposed to steal one.
Yes, but my family, they starve.
You were in the OT and your family was starving?
Well, they forced me to join. They forced me to join the OT. After they arrest me and realize I am full of the magic.
Oh, okay.
The magic that belongs to everyone.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from for sure. I just, you know,
okay, I'm over here if you need me.
Oh, okay. Celine's like head down into the tea again. Are we all just like sitting at like the bar?
I'm eating a big old bowl of chili.
Breakfast chili?
Yeah, it's the past. They didn't have normal breakfast.
That's true.
You put chili on cheesy grits, that's a breakfast.
That's so true.
That's a brunch.
That's a brunch.
Hey, Celine, you look like shit.
I feeling some pretty weird side effects from having a spell cast on me.
Yeah, you shouldn't have that done. Do you have diaper tummy because of the OT coming in?
No. Why would I have diaper tummy when my colleagues are coming into town?
Well, because you're, you know, breaking... Okay, and that guy's there. Skins is right there.
Well, he... Oh, fuck, you're right.
Should probably put him in, like, a hole or
something. Yeah, he's gotta not be here, actually. Can we put him in, like, the basement of the temple, or...
Sure.
Like, he definitely needs to be not around.
Hey, you, I got a job for you.
You talk to me!
Yeah, go to the basement of the temple. All day.
What? Why?
The OT's coming today to pick up the Theonite, so you can't frickin' be here. And, you need to mop it.
Yes, I shall lay in wait for them. I will spring attack as soon as they arrive.
Okay, we're not really, like, at that stage of the revolution yet, so...
Right.
Thank you, I feel more comfortable after you say that.
I'm just speaking Demeter's own language.
Okay, here's a mop, I guess. That should help you out a little bit, right?
What?
Keep you busy, keep you distracted.
So you say you want me to go away, not be around when...
Absolutely. This guy, you get it. I can see that you're in the OT.
Listen, you know, you gotta stay deep underground, because I'm still, you know, they think I'm still one of them.
And you got burned, Skins. You got burned.
You got burned.
I did get burned. But we will burn them all to the ground.
Yeah.
When the time is right. Wink?
Yeah, wink.
Did he say wink?
It's an audio podcast.
He leaves with a mop.
That was my good mop. Why'd I do that? That was dumb.
You should have done that.
What do you do?
Let's say Screech, who now is staying at the Goblin Pit.
In the broom closet.
In the broom closet with a window.
Because we blew up his shit.
Let's say he comes down too. So you're all here.
Mm-hmm.
Gang's all here. Day 15.
Can I get some fucking cheesy grits?
Hell yeah.
Hey, where are you from? Don't talk like that.
I'm rich. I can. I'm allowed.
You're not rich. We've been over this 19 times. You have a fake fiat system.
I bring Screech cheesy grits in the hopes of getting a Screech buck.
Don't encourage this behavior.
Let's back up for a second. I do not drive a Fiat.
At this point, little Petey comes in, and he's holding a package, and he heads over to Screech.
What do you got for me, little guy? Little champ? Slug him on the shoulder.
Hey, Mr. Screech Echo. I brought you a package. This isn't right. as smaller.
Well done.
That's like this.
It's more natural.
It's more natural?
Not so nasally.
It's not so... I think I'm just nasally.
That happens.
Have I asked Petey to be my ward yet?
No, just... What was her name? Gertie?
That's so rude to Gertie.
Gertie, there you go.
I got this package from this fucking asshole.
Petey?
I don't know what the shit is going on here.
Okay.
Anyway, Their name is Lucy? Anyway, they gave me this to give to you.
Oh, that's mine!
Is it?
This is very specifically that is going to scream.
Okay, that's fine. But Lucy's my friend.
It came!
Just want to let you know.
You can have her. I just want the box.
People can have multiple friends.
I don't fucking care. I just want my silver piece.
Wow. Petey, your language.
I'm tearing this box open.
There's a pair of goggles in it.
Goggles! Guys, check out the goggles!
What the sprocket is that?
What happens when I put them on, Michael? Do I immediately go blind because the lights are on in here?
They just have big spikes in them, and you put them on, and your eyes go. You can't see shit because it's so bright in here.
Oh my god, I gotta go in the closet! Okay, well, I go in the closet alone.
Better not come out of that closet.
You can see better in the dark.
It's great! Right on. Is this effectively dark vision, Michael, or is it like...
Yes, it's effective. It's a... I'm sure there's a magical item that gives you dark vision or a potion or some shit like that.
And that's what it is. That's what this is.
Make it like that.
Thank you, Michael. Once again, you've made up for one of my glaring oversights.
It's a reward because you all played so well. And each of you are hopefully getting little treats at some points.
I love treats.
I think you should punish your players more.
What?
And no. Yeah.
I will die if I don't get a little treat.
I need that to live.
Give them treats, but you gotta make them know.
But give them curses also. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that bitch Gertie is really on my dick, so I gotta get out of here.
Jesus.
Oh, Petey. This young man has quite a mouth on him.
I'm trying to recapture that, but let's forget it.
I give him a to-go sack of chili and mixed with grits.
Oh, like God, it's just like
it's
wet.
It's like a leather sack. Here you go, for the road.
Hey, thanks, man. This is great. You're not a piece of shit like these other fuckers.
I know, that's what I've been trying to say.
I imagine that Petey sticks a huge straw into the leather pouch full of chili and grits and just slurps it up.
He starts slurping it, smacking his lips.
He loves it.
Michael, does the item require attunement?
Oh, for sure.
Hell yeah.
Michael, I don't know what that means.
Your 20 level character requires a specific number of attunement slots. You can only have a certain number of magical items equipped at the same time.
You can only have three?
Unless he goes Artificer, which I could see him doing for their belts or whatever, because Batman has that fucked up belt.
Oh shit, that's a good idea.
So yeah, Celine.
Yeah?
Anything we need to do specific? I mean, obviously, it'd be weird if we took too much of an interest in this pickup for the whatever, but you need to be there, so if there's anything we need to do...
You know.
I guess Screech used to be there too, but the two sexy not humans from the town probably don't need to be there.
Unless you wanted to, you know, you could be.
I think it's normal to say your daughter's sexy. I don't think that's weird.
What?
Like, I'm sexy. She's sexy. Like, yeah, I'm not saying, like, in a weird way, right?
Well, I'm not going to touch on that. Yeah, I suppose you don't really have to be there. You know, maybe if my OT colleagues, like, take an interest in, you know, who I've been collaborating with in the town, then maybe I'll do a quick.
You also
introduce.
Owe us like 45 gold for giving you a tour of the town. I'm sure they can cover that.
I'll ask them about it for sure.
Mm-hmm. That sounds sincere.
So yeah, I guess I'm just waiting for the freaking OT to show up.
I hand Rourke a mop. I grab a mop from Screech's room. And we
hey!
We got why is this mop carved in the shape of a dog or something?
I was like, I don't know where you're going.
I didn't remember what he was. All right, we'll have to act cool and normal while they're here, so I'm gonna pretend to mop the
I'm gonna be a mop. And okay. Rourke just stands in the bucket in a corner.
You're doing great. Well, yeah,
Flash.
They have no respect for us out here. So actually, you doing that, they're like, oh, yes, the locals. They all stupid.
It's performance art.
You do good.
I was like, oh, look at them. They're standing in a bucket.
Oh, they don't know buckets not to be stood in.
They think this is fun.
Yeah, you might get a sweetie out of this one. Keep that up. Nice job.
Hell yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the Arch Lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Ratma joins the fray, and she goes, "How's everybody doing?"
"Whatever."
"I heard the OT might get here way later today. Like, way later. Like
way later.
Oh,
yeah. Like, way later today."
"All right, then I guess we'll go take a nap. That's kind of all we planned for today, so..."
"Wait, how do you know that, Ratma? How did you hear this?"
"Oh, fuck. Great question.
Yeah, I heard the, you know, outriders and scouts and stuff or something. It's a caravan. Did you guys hear the big news, though?
What big news?
Oh, did you hear about Wally Bone Braids?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. How'd you know that?
Yeah, someone told us he's dead. Why are you guys looking at me like that? You were there for it.
I just had to let you guys handle this.
I don't remember what we did last with Bone Braids. I thought we threw him in the trash can or something like that.
What'd he die from?
He I don't know, I guess he choked to death. His throat was all swollen as if some sort of horrible object had been shoved into it from the inside.
Truly a horror.
The jokester got to him or something before we had a chance.
His jokes choked you from the inside out.
All right, someone died, Rourke. Let's
I mean, Wally was a weird one, but yeah, I mean, come on.
Well, that's bad.
What are they going to do with his bones?
I mean, I said, well, there's going to be a service tomorrow, I think.
I didn't really know him.
Yeah, no one did. I don't think many people are going to show up.
Oh, now I feel like we got to. That's that's sad.
I don't think Willie would have wanted that. Wally Bone Braids. I don't think he would have wanted that.
For people to show up to his memorial?
Yeah, I think he would have. He, you know, he lived alone in the cemetery. He wants.
He lived alone. He would have wanted to die alone.
Yeah.
That's so depressing to me.
Damn. But
yeah, I guess if he's like that, my daughter's usually right, so that makes sense to me.
No reason to ever talk to him again.
Well, I mean, how could you? He's dead, right?
You're so right, Ratma. You're so right.
I mean, we could talk to him, you know.
I mean, there are spells to talk to people.
Oh, but spells are illegal.
Well, I'm not saying that anyone here would do them. I'm just saying someone could talk to him.
We have all kinds of spells. I don't understand. No, I'm not going to waste my time on that. That's silly.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird that his throat swelled up like it did. But,
right, but he was a bad guy, so he probably was huffing.
Oh, he wasn't.
Bone dust or something like that.
He wasn't that bad. I mean, look, he fell in with a bad crowd. He allowed his blood to be used for blood magic. It happens.
Yeah, it's probably a side effect of the blood magic, I guess. I don't freaking know.
It was to say.
Sometimes magic has unintended consequences.
That is true.
Granota dropped off 45 gold pieces for you earlier.
Oh, sick.
Oh.
Yeah, she said that it was supposed to be 60, but something changed and Screech. I don't know.
What?
Anyway, here you go. 45 gold pieces.
Hell yeah. That's fucking sick. I can't believe we just got 45 gold. That was so easy.
Well, and soon you'll get an additional gold from the OT.
Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Wait. What do you mean, maybe?
What do you mean, maybe?
I don't know. Why are they giving you gold?
Well, it's because, because of the help that, you know, Chuck and Rourke and others have given me while here. So it's just further, you know, to compensate.
Yeah, you think we'd hang out with Celine for free? I'm kidding. I'm joking. But seriously, I was very clear when I first met you that you had to pay me.
No, and you will be paid. You will. I'll ask them.
Ratna takes Chuck aside and he goes, how much you get?
I try to get another 45 gold. I don't know what you should ask for things. I think I'll just keep asking for 45 gold. Is that good?
I mean, it seems pretty good. Do you think she would, extend that to, you know, beyond just you?
You didn't do anything. I don't want to be a dick. I don't know why I've become, jealous and guarded of this 45 gold, but
Chuck, money's changing you.
This is something that I didn't quite expect.
Historically, money has been so important to keep track of in our podcast that I understand.
I want it to be slightly more important.
He's becoming addicted to the gold.
Give me.
How can I have more unless other people have less?
That's so true.
So we just give it in the OT, the unite when they get here.
Well, we're not giving them all of it, right? So we just gotta keep appearances. It's like when you join a shitty job, you only give about 60% effort, you know? They don't ask any questions, and you don't have to work that hard. We'll keep some of the back end and see what's what with it and give it to our little friend that jacks off in the basement and maybe give it to the bears.
We have another one?
Yeah, wait, we have
Huh?
Are you talking about jacking off in the basement?
Who do you guys think?
The broom closet is on the first floor. Oh.
The dragon.
Oh, I forgot about the dragon. Did the dragon jack it off?
That's how it reproduces, you remember?
It's just crazy.
We all judged Michael so much for it. We were like,
I forgot.
Wow.
I forgot.
I thought it was funny. I do think it was funny.
It hasn't jacked off yet.
He hasn't jacked off
yet.
Yeah,
he's waiting.
He's waiting.
He's for the right
storing
time.
Up his dragon cup.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just, who knows? Lucy in the tower and yada, yada, yada. Better be careful, safe and sorry, you and all that stuff. Plus, what if there's a shortage again? Regardless, I think we're going to skip town.
You're going to skip town?
Just for a little bit.
Unless we have to stay here, but yeah. It just seems like things got really weird and we could use Celine's cover to kind of travel around and see how the rest of the old realm is doing, see if there's more to this, because I really, this revolution talk is obviously stupid, but hey, might as well shove their noses in it so they realize it.
Quick question. Are you talking to the side with Ratma, or are we all together still?
That was my understanding.
Yeah, they're up
there. They're to the side. Okay, cool.
It could get a little hot around here, I suppose.
And you know how it is. I we've been here a long time, but it might be time for us to go, you know? Could get, like you said, hot around here, and I gotta protect Rourke. You know how it is, Ratma. I mean, gotta keep her safe and all that stuff. It's my job.
Where would you go, though?
I think we're just gonna head out east, where it's bad.
That seems... I don't know if you're listening to yourself, but,
I know what you're saying. It sounds counterproductive. Why would you want to maintain safety but go to the dangerous place? Exactly. Higher than least expected. That's what I'm thinking. Plus, we probably won't get very close. They'll see like a dead body in a tree or something like that, or I don't know what, and then they'll turn around. They don't have Starbucks out there or whatever.
Are you talking about your friends? You think they're gonna chicken out? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I hope they do.
Is your, well, look, I'm not a fan of your friend, what's his name, Screech?
Yeah, no, it is. He's not my friend.
I mean, you guys sure hang out a lot. I don't know.
He's not even paying me.
I see him giving you...
Toilet paper.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it has a stupid face on it.
He looks sick to me.
Like, ill?
Yeah, he looks like he's got something.
Oh, okay. Michael, I don't know if I... Can I roll a medicine check? See if, like, I got that vibe?
Sure.
Oh, I got crokinole wrist.
While he's doing that, Michael, can you tell me real quick, just for my own roleplay, what the symptoms are?
Huge ass.
You have a pain in your shoulder where you recently got a bite, and you... feel like you want to lay on a big rock with your mouth open so that birds will land in it.
Oh, I got lizard brain. I got it.
I got a natural 20 plus 8, baby. That's a crit. We just critted. Let's go around. High five, high five. We love when it says 20 on the dice, don't we, folks?
That's my favorite number on the dice.
Honestly, same.
Yeah, you know exactly what's up.
Yeah, he got fucking bit by a Liker Gator or something like that. So, should we kill him?
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Off to on the other side of the room, you hear Screech being like, "Yeah, I've been thinking about getting a surgery where I take both my eyes and put them on the sides of my head, but
I mean, I'll do it quick. He'll barely feel it."
Yeah, I mean, the other guy seemed relatively fine, all things considered, but. I don't know, rich people getting lycanthropy, it never ends well.
Yeah, and I mean, ever since that first night, I've been thinking about what it would be like to put my hands around his neck and just...
I don't need to hear this. Legally, I shouldn't hear this.
Oh,
whatever,
sorry.
You do what you do. I think you have a lot of political, diplomatic immunity or whatever, so you do you, but yeah, I mean, I guess if he turns bad or something, I'll just put a nail in the back of his head and ram it in there while he sleeps.
All right, fair enough. Sounds great. All right, well, see you later.
Bye. That was weird. Screech, I made you this breakfast. Just a
bloody, motherfucking bloody as shit, like under uncooked chicken.
Wait, but he's a lizard man. When you should give him a bowl of bugs.
he's an alligator.
You're right.
Big bugs.
Big bugs. Chicken bug. Think about it. I got you this.
I lick my own eyeball, and then I'm like, yeah. I know it's a crocodile, but I keep going to the lizard thing.
It's fine. It's fine. It's funny.
They're all the same. Lick my own eyeball. I take a big old bite out of the chicken. Just
you go invisible as you chameleon yourself.
This canonically gives me chameleon powers, Michael. Yeah, so blood everywhere, feathers.
So listen, bud. I think I kind of expected you to bring it up. You know, you look like shit. But I think you got lycanthropy, my friend.
No!
What's it called? Okay, so because lycanthropy, that's like wolf. So like, what's the like crocodile version of lycanthropy?
I'm a cub.
Crocanthropy.
Crocanthropy. You got some wear gator in you, bud. You want some?
Alliganthropy.
Alliganthropy. That's pretty good.
I don't know what you're talking about, but bring me more chickens. I know the symptoms of this thing that I don't have came on suddenly.
I mean, you know what you're craving.
I mean, to be honest, I didn't want to cure it, mostly from Tim's perspective.
Yeah, I don't want you to cure it at all.
Because I'm very curious what's going to happen. No, so yeah, if you want me to try to cure you, we can go in the temple and I don't know, rub you down.
Cure me from what?
Bro, look at you.
What's the matter? This is what I've always looked like.
I feel like at this point, Celine would like hear and see what is happening over here.
Have you seen my new goggles?
Yes, but I'm sorry, are you eating raw chicken? Are you eating raw chicken? And you're
see?
Eating it?
This seems good to me. No downside.
There's no other way to eat it.
Screech, your teeth look very
How are you going to hide that Screech is an alligator man and then the fucking Beholder Dude is an alligator man wearing a dog costume with pipe cleaners
with
on
dog costume on.
That's good to me.
This is how you find out that Screech bit Beholder Doodle.
Oh my god.
So true.
It's all going to be revealed.
It tried to be so mad at Screech for biting Beholder Doodle.
Poor Screech bit you.
Why'd you do that? We love Beholder Doodle and you did this to him.
Michael, I do want to give it up for you thinking that I want to cure this, but to me, this is a gift.
Yeah, no. I mean,
but I did put it in front of you, my friend Screech.
Yeah, I don't know that like Screech is like, I think Screech is just too preoccupied with this chicken, but he'd probably follow you if you got another chicken.
Well, I was, if you want me to, we can. Do you want to? Can't hear you. Cannot hear you. But maybe get some of those bones out of your throat, bud. Okay, now I do want to cure you. This is gross. As an audio medium, we can only. So much. Some people love this, and they're hitting subscribe.
And I'm one of them.
So some people are like, "Hey, I've been listening to this podcast for a long time. I want to show it to my friends. This is the first time." They're like, "Check this out!"
You sound like a Murloc.
Me doing fucking Murloc impressions for 20 minutes.
It does sound like a Murloc.
All right, come with me, little lamb.
Okay.
I put my it's very important, and I take like a rag, handkerchief, towel, and I wrap it around his horrid mouth. So he
half
shuts
a dollar, and he hands you a dollar.
Yeah, it's very important to do it this way. And then I think I pick off one of the leaves of the plant that I put in Ragnir's vestibule, and I think I'm gonna like kind of peel it apart and rub it in between my hands a lot so that. I kind of get the oils and the scent of whatever the plant is. And I think all plants smell good. We all agree with that.
Most of them do.
And not really sure what to do, I kind of like make sure each one of my big ass hands has some. And I shrug and kind of slap it on the side of Screech's face. I told you. And I will cast Lesser Restoration. Yeah, this was one of those spells that you do it, and then you touch a creature and can end either one disease or one condition affecting it.
Does it work?
I mean, yeah.
And then I bring out a bucket, and then I hand him something. I'm like, hey, take this pill. You also need to do that.
Okay.
And the pill makes you vomit because you just ate a fuck ton of raw chicken.
I don't think I needed the pill then.
The pill makes you puke. That's its job.
Yeah.
The pill is just actually like wound up like whatever Rourke and I have in our on the bottom of the bathtub.
Whatever room this is, it is now covered like top to bottom in raw chicken.
I have a bucket. Michael, can I do some sort of check?
To check to do what?
To catch the puke.
It's going to be like an arc. You really got to be moving with it.
Yeah, so can I do like an athletics check or animal handling?
You've already sent Skin Kyle to this very place with a mop.
That's true, but he's in the basement.
That's true. Yeah, sure. Roll for it.
I know what you're saying. Tim, that's not that big of a deal. It won't come up. I know. I have a problem. I can't help it. I don't want Skin Kyle to come upstairs. You can't understand how much I don't want him to come upstairs.
He's coming, so you better roll.
Okay,
you better
roll.
Bob shit. You guys need to bob shit? Oh, this bucket was useless.
Okay.
Kyle?
Oh, hey. It is I, Kyle. Oh, who puked everywhere? Is this raw fucking chicken? Come on.
Raw chicken list, am I right?
Raw chicken just like dripping up. It wasn't me.
You do not look well, friend.
I'm feeling better.
Do you all hear that? That rumbling?
It's probably stomach.
No, in the distance. Like, many...
What are you, like a bat?
Many wheels turning. Clippy-clappy horses coming.
Ah, yes, time marching ever onward. I hear it too, my friend.
I'm too old to hear it, I've given up on that.
It's the caravan, you fucks.
Oh, why did you say that? You're being such a fucking weirdo. Go to the basement.
Yeah, get down there.
So cryptic all of a sudden.
I like poetry. Life is beautiful.
Shut up.
We're gone. We're gone, bro. I feel like that might be the first time like Chuck and Screech ever agreed to anything.
Yeah,
your relationship bar just like went up a little bit. Yeah.
Can you believe that guy? He just like wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Oh my god.
He sucks.
You look you look down the hill, I guess, because you're on a big fucking mountain, and you see dust being kicked up on the road as a caravan approaches.
Oh, okay. Oh god, I probably look like shit right now.
That's good. Means you're hard working.
That's true. Great point. Okay, yeah, I'm going to tell them that I've been working hard, and, like, what if they try to, like, make me go back to the capital? I should tell them I've got to stay here, right? Because I should just tell them.
Or
like,
try to get them to send you out east or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we'll see what they say.
Or whatever you want to do. It's not my life.
Well, I don't really want to, like, write back to Warhold. Like,
hey.
You know,
you'll be fine.
Okay, alright, I got this.
Rourke, can you give her a pep talk at all, or?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I give her bardic inspiration.
Please, I need it!
Just say, you got this, and if you don't, then you're just going to take these sausage rolls full of Ratma's toenails, and you give them to those OT, and then, just see what happens.
Michael, can I do an insight check?
Sure.
That's a 13.
But you're doing inside on Rourke?
Yeah, to put two and two together.
Yeah, well, that makes sense that he rolled bad. Like, yep, checks out. She's perfect and she's never done anything wrong.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think you're, I mean, you might be a little suspicious, but I don't know.
That's gross. Anyways, that would really cut your throat up.
Yeah, it might. I don't know.
I mean, you know, it's probably good to have, just in case. I mean, like, it's probably not going to come up, but, you know.
You don't think they're going to ask about a sausage roll filled with nails? Oh, you're so ignorant.
What?
I'm kidding. Of course, it would never come up.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying what it might not come up is that maybe I won't need to kill them, but if things get dicey, then I could.
Mm-hmm.
Is all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So Celine puts the the Ratma toenail sausage rolls into a little pocket inside of her cloak, and she's like, in there. So how far away are they?
They're getting closer every minute.
So yeah, so I guess Celine probably just like kind of like, I don't know, like she's probably just like standing out there.
She's like, keep moving back and forth. Yeah, like, should I be the middle? No, I should be off center.
This is where Celine and Jennifer are the same person, because I would just be like, I'm just waiting, so I'd be ready. And it's they're not getting here as fast as I wanted them to, like what I assumed. So, but yeah, I'm slightly pacing in front of the Goblin Pit, I suppose. That feels like, you know, middle of town.
Mm-hmm.
The place where they would arrive.
Yep. So the caravan pulls up. There's just, you know, there's a whole bunch of wagons. It's not massive, but there's, you know, a good, like, 30 wagons, right? And there's all
30 wagons! That's pretty fucking big!
That's massive! Whoa.
It's massive.
That's a fucking big wagon train!
How many wagons are in the whole town?
Yeah.
One.
What? I have one wagon. That's a Sharon.
Wow, Michael, this is like a whole. This is an attack, an affront upon our small village, our small township.
Yeah, but a lot of it's empty because they're planning on filling it with Theonite.
That's right. That's true.
But they have all kinds of one. You can see all kinds of goods and stuff like that packed on the back, and there are a couple, passenger coaches. You see two ominous OT members step out. They just like, they're wearing cloaks and they're all like, you know, up over their faces and I don't know. It's late afternoon.
They're floating. They're not walking.
They're no nonsense.
Yeah. And they have this terrible vibe to them. And they start walking towards you. You know, it's almost kind of slowly and dramatically.
It's just like adjusting and readjusting to like just like micro adjustments to her posture to like make her look more together.
And they're, you know, they're 30 feet, 20 feet away from you, something like that. And then a lanky old man hurriedly walks between the two of them. He is wearing essentially what looks like a tuxedo butlery kind of outfit. And he goes, "Oh my word, Master, there you are, Master Echo. I have dire, dire news."
Milton Graves, you son of a bitch.
And that's where we'll end our episode.
Wow!
Can I just get like a little bit of recognition for remembering my own butler's name.
Yeah, no, Bachman, I honestly really was very impressed.
Bachman, I was so impressed that I simply thought that Michael told you he was coming. Yeah. And that's on me, and I'm sorry.
And honestly, I'm glad you brought it up so that we could give you your flowers.
No, you deserve them. Yes, you should. You should say that.
And my parents' names are Blast and Toot.
Blast and Toot!
Yes.
Toot Echo! Blast Echo. Wait, which one's your mom and which one's your dad?
Interchangeable, probably.
I feel like Blast is your dad and Toot is your mom. Yeah, Toot. That's my opinion.
Very
it's like a fucking Heaven's Gate, T and Doe, the leaders.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what they were called.
I don't like that.
Hey, 38,000.
Hey! At this point, we should just take a shot.
Exacto mundo.
To celebrate.
Oh, you want to take
a shot. I kind of do want to take a shot. I don't know.
Fire
do
favorite
it,
person asks in the chat, how long since you've seen Milton? I believe it was episode one.
Wow.
We didn't see him.
I thought you talked. Didn't you talk to him very briefly?
I don't
think
so. Yeah, you did.
You talk to him very briefly.
I remember that.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you so much, everyone. Like, honestly, yeah, this is our goal was 10,000.
Our goal was 10,000, and we're at 38,022 buckaroonies. All right, cheers.
Cheers. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Woo!
That was actually delicious.
That's actually delicious. No, you actually, this is a shot I can do because you put stuff in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be burping bananas for a bit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you were doing the bananas.
That's fucked up. Thank you so much, everyone, here on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. We stream every single Tuesday and only on Tuesday. At 8:45 p.m. every single Tuesday.
We've never streamed on a different day, and we never will.
And we never will. If you're here now, you can do #Kickstarter. Some of you can.
Guys, can I just say, I was just like, oh man, I'm so excited for Nika to come this weekend. And then I was like, wait, I'm so excited for all of you to come in a few months when we freaking...
Yeah, we got to figure out when that's happening.
We're going to have so much fun. Like, Boffin was in our house this weekend. Michael, you're the only one that hasn't been inside our house.
I'm so excited to come.
And hopefully by the time you guys visit, our fence in our backyard will be fixed.
Our fence will be done in like 3 weeks.
That's actually the whole reason that I want to come. I just want to see a fence.
That's a good point. You never know.
Yeah, I don't want to
You never know. I would more say hopefully we'd put art up, but like...
That too.
Michael, how long does it take for the money to get transferred to the account? Because I need to get some basement prep done, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's like 2 weeks.
I'm going to charge you guys so much to stay in our home. It's so fucking crazy.
What?
Oh my God.
I will sleep in my car.
I'll sleep. How much is the dungeon room downstairs?
That's a deal.
The mold is free. I don't know if it's bad mold.
Is it? I didn't see any mold. There's a dungeon room down there. What did you say that room was used for?
Canning.
No. It was actually for coal.
No.
Yes,
that's
it was.
What he's talking about. He's talking about the other room.
Oh, the other one. Yeah.
You guys have a coal room and a canning room?
Yeah.
slash maybe a weed growing room was the other thing I was jokingly thinking that room was for, the basement.
I do want to ask the chat, though, because I think that each night someone should be forced to sleep in that room on stream.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be like freaking paranormal activity in there. And then we all take turns at like walking in at 3 a.m., like banging pots and pans. And we set up all of our like 8 skeletons that we have for Halloween, like around the outside of the door.
I will sleep in the center of skeletons.
There's definitely been water damage down there. So I don't think it's bad, but I wouldn't want to sleep down there.
I'd do it.
So you're saying
just sign a waiver.
You're not gonna let our friends sleep in the scary room.
If they sign a waiver, I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Hey guys, why don't we just go to Australia? Nick Myers is offering to put us up.
I actually would love to go to Australia at some point.
Probably just afford airfare.
It's so far away though. It's like about the farthest you can go.
50-hour flight.
If you dug a hole through the earth.
There should be. Why haven't we figured that out yet?
Nick Myers, beautiful. I don't even care how many cameras you got set up. Turn them all on. You know,
Hell is in the middle of the earth. I can't go through there.
I know, but when I was a little kid on the playground, when I was like kindergarten, some boys in the playground are like, we're digging a hole in hell and we're going to throw you down in the hole. And I was like, whoa.
This could happen.
I'm so scared.
Did little Christian kids try to dig holes to hell instead of China? Because that's what
they were trying to dig a hole to hell and they were going to throw me into
That's what kids in New Jersey did. We just tried to dig holes out. Because they told us China was on the other side for some reason.
Yeah, I think people also did that, but then other kids were like, no, we're digging to hell.
I think Mongolia is. It was different. It was in Florida, that's for sure.
Dice time.
All right, let's close up the plug bag right now. Boop, boop, close it up, bro. Congratulations to Durgalist. You have won the beautiful Diehard Dice.
I will.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess, gosh, thanks everybody for getting in touch with us, for hanging out with us, for listening, for supporting us on Kickstarter. If you want to get in touch with us more, we're on Twitter, we're at Geekly Inc., we're at D&D Podcast, we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers, and we are I'm on Twitter at Thrifty Nerd.
You can follow me, Tim Lanning, on Twitter at Tim Lanning. You can check out the Patreon that Jennifer and I do called Content Hole. Mm-hmm. That's patreon.com/contenthole. We do fun things like watch movies and talk about it. We have fun Q&As. We have a Valheim server where we hang out and play games, mostly Valheim, together with. It's been a lot of fun. That is patreon.com/contenthole. It's $6.66 a month.
The devil's number. Mm-hmm. Another fun thing we recently did, I did a intro to K-pop music videos hour watch along, and I will be doing many more of them.
Yeah, it was great. It was so much fun.
And I've been gearing. We're going to start recording second season again soon, or started recording the second season soon, and I've been promising a more in-depth research episode. I was like reading like real books to research, and then I like actually had to do shit for my real job. So anyway, I'm working on it. Sorry, guys.
I reached out to some guests, but I fear the disdain for which we consider real religion and how often.
Yeah,
I
that's
say,
gonna definitely limit our guests. Yeah, because I can't.
It's tough to say. I think all religion should be illegal.
Yeah.
And have a lot of people on. But you know what you can do.
Come on to our podcast.
Also, apparently, Naruto Revuto is about to get to the worst filler ever. And we're in the worst canon ever. So if you want to hear four wonderful people lose
just
their goddamn
broken
minds
down.
Yeah.
Like, I hear them screaming, and like Tim just telling me, like, this part of Naruto is so bad.
This episode, we did a solid 30 minutes on my DoorDash order because we're like, we can't keep complaining.
We have to talk about something else.
Yeah.
Damn.
And we brought up the fat shaming of cats thing, and Jesse agrees with you.
Yeah, I'm right. I'm right. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can follow me on Twitter at Nika_Howard, or you can find me on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. And I also have a link tree that has all of the fun, spicy sites. So follow me everywhere.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. You can also find me at the Game Crime stream in like 10 minutes if you're on the... watching the stream. Otherwise,
what about 17 minutes? Because I think we promised to go the whole time.
Okay, that's fine. 17 minutes. Fuck. But you're gonna hear some Sim Ant music.
I want that.
We could fight Marvel Snap for the last 4 minutes.
Oh my god, yes. But yeah, you can find me on the Game Crime stream every Tuesday, roughly after the Gapcast stream.
Hell yeah.
Great. Well, until next week, keep it dicey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.